Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. How y'all feel? Do you got your popcorn ready?
Ready?
On three. One, two, three.
It's showtime.
I'm psyched.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And welcome in to Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle on a Wednesday. It's Why Not Wednesday out at Side Pockets, our good friends out at Tyler Crossing. We'll tell you what's on tap here in a second. Finally getting some precip here in Wichita, so that's nice. Fall is in the air. That's nice. We still got a couple of decent weather days left in the week, at least so they say, before we really kick it into exclusive fall gear. Jad likes that.
Yes, I do.
Jad likes the cold and the dark and the fall, and that's okay. That's okay. Well, and I'm going to ask you, do you also favor the holidays of Halloween and Thanksgiving? Does that go hand in hand with your likes?
Yes, it does. Well, it also it doesn't hurt that my birthday's in October.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I kind of think that all works all together really well. I enjoy this time of year. Yesterday when I got done here, Sports Daily, I've been going on walks here on the campus around our little pond out back there. It was just fantastic yesterday.
It actually was yesterday. No wind, kind of overcast, and not too warm, not too cold.
Yep.
I must have just missed you because I actually came into the studio for the first time in months.
Yeah.
Had to, as you and I talked a little bit earlier, just kind of doing some maintenance with the equipment. Nothing structurally wrong, so that's good. We were just doing a little checkup.
Cool.
And it was a ghost town, of course.
Yeah.
No account execs in there. It was weird. I saw Hitman was in there at least, you know, so there was a little normalcy seeing him in there. And I think Mac was gone by then. And, you know, Jackie's not there. Tony was. Didn't see Jack. And, man, anyway.
He was here at some point. But
yeah, I'm sure he was. Yeah, yeah. And I saw Casey Osborne walking out just as I got there too. So it was good to be back, but we're not back. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. What's on tap today, courtesy of Side Pockets, as we mentioned a little bit earlier? This segment will get into some of the latest at KU. Well, we'll talk to Brian Haney at 10 o'clock, and he can at least offer some perspective, if not give us the cold, hard facts, because there's a couple of things. Silvio De Sousa, a few days ago, has opted out of this season. The star-crossed KU basketball player. He did not really give a reason other than personal issues, so we can't necessarily draw any or connect any dots with COVID or his family or anything like that. So we need to talk about that here in a second. Plus, More and more has come out about Greg Marshall's past, all the way back when he was with Winthrop. Another story, and some more at least alleged happenings in Greg's past have been revealed in The Athletic. C.J. Moore, among others, reporting that the stuff that was alleged that's gone on at Wichita State went on at Winthrop, too. So there's some more allegations about Greg Marshall that we need to get to. Tua, the Tua era is here. Tua Tagovailoa, after the bye week, is going to start at quarterback for the Dolphins. The Chiefs getting ready for the Broncos. We need to get to that. We'll have the Cindio Twitter question, of course. And then Brian Haney at 10 o'clock. Find out about his health. Find out about Les Miles' health. See how he's doing. And get Brian's perspective on Silvio opting out and Puka Williams going home.
Yeah, two Jayhawks both opting out kind of roughly around the same time. It was,
And it's my biggest question for Brian would be, does the door remain open for those two guys to come back if they want to? I would assume it would be. You and I were talking, Jad, the other day, I think it was yesterday, about your eligibility, at least in 2020, doesn't get messed with. So that's a good thing for the student athletes if they want to come back, but do they and will they?
And are they going to, yeah.
And that's the big unanswerable question right now, but anyway, we'll talk some Jayhawks with Brian Haney, the play-by-play voice at 10, like we normally do. And we had a World Series game last night that was dominated for the most part by analytics. That is to say, there were a lot of strikeouts and a few home runs, but one guy went old school, and he just happened to be the highest-paid player, one of them, in baseball, a superstar in Mookie Betts, did the little things last night. So we'll dive into that at 10:25. All along the way, if you stay on topic, we'd love to hear from you. 869-1240. That is the hotline. Hello, Bruce. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Shane. Technology is a horrible thing to waste, and computers tend to reboot whenever they decide to do it.
Yes.
So.
But you're here now. Okay.
How are we this morning?
Okay.
And I'm in the now.
You know what I've laid out for you. You've seen it. The listeners the go ahead to give us a call if they want to. And the curious case, is there a more famous 3 points per game scorer in the history of Kansas basketball than Silvio De Sousa, who has elected to opt out? It's personal issues, didn't say what his future plans are, only that he needed to step away from basketball. Bill Self said in a statement that he could, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he could tell by his workouts lately that he was distracted, and everybody decided it was in everybody's best interest that Silvio leave the program. I don't know that there's anything nefarious in here, but there have been up until now. Pretty much from start to finish. Is Silvio De Sousa worth the trouble? Was he? I have to say it was a resounding no. I don't know what's going to happen as far as the FBI investigation and the alleged pay-for-play scheme and his involvement with TJ Gasnola and then the awful chair moment during the KUK State game. That was him, too, by the way, in case we forgot.
Yeah, it sure was.
And he spent about as much time being suspended at KU as he did on the floor. That's probably a time we'd like to scrub from the annals of KU sports history, I would guess.
I hope that the youngster is I realize the challenges that he's had getting to where he is. It's too bad that he has been, or people around him have been involved with questionable dealings. I think that's beyond alleged, isn't it? Yes, I think. Or maybe I'll just throw in the alleged just to make sure that, that we're okay. It has the look to me of trying to distance yourselves, understanding that something is coming down the pike, perhaps, but I could be wrong in that regard. It might just be exactly what it looked like, this thing isn't going to work out, and that De Sosa's brain is somewhere else, and he needs to be there. And who knows? You never know what's going on with people, and you always want to try to give them the benefit of the doubt. There's enough going on at Kansas still regarding potential issues with the NCAA that it makes you, I think, immediately, skeptical or questioning that when maybe it should, maybe that's not fair, but I think it's a natural reaction for people. It was for me when I saw it at the end of last week. And my gosh, the tumult right now in two of the three major programs in the state of Kansas is significant, isn't it?
Yep. Let's be clear about Silvio before we close the book on him. Even when KU really needed him bad, he didn't play all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time there where Doak was hurt and De Sosa was available. And you still didn't get much out of him. Now, that's just strictly
on
the
court his first year, he had a nice little glimmer down the season stretch and into some of the postseason.
Yes.
But since then, we haven't seen really, most of the light of day we've seen him in has not been a particularly favorable light. But, we'll see. We'll see what happens. There's still a lot of moving parts at KU and still a lot that hasn't been. I think we're still waiting for pieces to fall in place. I don't think it's probably reasonable to assume that that program is just kind of continuing on without the fear of some repercussions and they've already made their statement clear about how they're going to react to the NCAA. They've already reacted to the NCAA in a somewhat defiant way. So we'll see what ends up happening.
Well,
let me
see if I'm understanding you correctly. And to be clear here, trimming the fat with De Sosa isn't going to get them out from under anything extra.
No, no.
So it's not
you
like they're cutting out the problem and off we go with the NCAA.
No.
We can wash our hands because he was the problem. He missed his entire, in case we forget, with De Sosa's timeline, and it's bumpy for sure. He missed his entire sophomore season amid the FBI investigation corruption trial. The NCAA eventually hit him with a 2-year suspension, leading him to declare for the draft. He pulled that back after the NCAA reinstated him on appeal. And then in the infamous KUK State game his junior year, he picked up a chair and looked like he was getting ready to hit somebody with it. And despite not hitting anybody, he was suspended for the rest of the season. So there's your Silvio De Sosa 3.3 points per game career in a snapshot. He released a statement on Twitter reading in part, "I've made the difficult decision to opt out of the season to focus on all of my energies on some personal issues. I have a lot of things weighing on my mind, and I need to address these by taking time for myself, stepping away from basketball." And it goes on and on to thank Jayhawk Nation coaches, players. Look, if there's something mentally wrong with him, then yeah, hell yes, step away and take care of yourself and
absolutely
move on.
Far more important.
Yes, and if KU has been a source of that further frustration, then leave. Absolutely. And then Self, as I mentioned, said that they sat down after and had a talk after it was apparent to Self that he was distracted and not fully there, and they all decided that it's better for everybody involved that he step away from the program. Now, the latest in the Greg Marshall allegations, are these predictable that we're now hearing from former Winthrop players or surprising? Because
I don't think it's. Uh, I I think it's the next logical step, isn't it? Have I seen one? I haven't done all of my. I just looked at it quickly yesterday. There's a consider the source kind of tone to where it's coming from. A youngster who was who had some bones to pick, and but it doesn't make any difference because it's a growing the tumult grows, right? I mean, it does make a difference where what the source is. Don't get me wrong, but it unfortunately is more of the same message, and that's not a good thing,
right? And what Bruce is referring to is a disgruntled player who left Winthrop,
right,
went to another program, was removed from that program. But C.J. Moore is one of the guys at The Athletic, I'm pretty sure. He and one other, actually it was Dana O'Neill, is that her name? I think they kind of teamed up on the original story from The Athletic. Yeah, Dana O'Neill. And but there are more multiple sources from Winthrop saying that they're not surprised to hear the Shaq Morris story because he kicked guys out of practice all the time and continue to follow after them and grab them. That's according to the players, according to C.J. Moore. And look, I'm getting a decent amount of questions saying, well, how can Greg still be coaching during an investigation? And I have no idea other than it's got to be something legally. There's a legal loophole there that is forcing, I'm guessing, I'm no lawyer, I'm speculating here, but there's some sort of legal loophole that prevents the university from putting him on leave or suspending him pending the result of the investigation that's going on. The other thing is,
sure,
how can, like we're, a lot of people that I'm hearing from are just assuming that this is true. And I'm not saying it's not.
Right,
but,
and you got to be careful about that.
Right,
right.
But
sure.
Greg Marshall has flatly denied this. It's not like he's no commented this all the way along here. He's in a couple of different statements flatly denied it. So he is saying, no, it's not true. And, yes, you've got the ancillary noise, like, okay, well, how about the big three? They haven't said anything. And how about this, you know, Shaq was almost kicked off the team multiple times and he wasn't exactly the most popular player and he's got an axe to grind and there was allegations of him getting paid for the story. And so there's three sides to every story, just like normal.
yes,
but,
right.
But the thing to keep in mind is that Greg Marshall is flatly denying the allegations. So somebody is not telling the truth. And the investigation hopefully will get to the bottom of who isn't. And again, I have no idea how or what the legal things are or hoops to jump through that Greg can either coach the team or has to be put on leave. And it's the former right now. He's putting the team through practice, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of gray area in this story about pushing kids, not literally, but coaching them hard versus racial slurs,
right,
or demanding the best,
sure,
out of them versus choking allegedly former colleagues, and they're everything in between in here. And we've got, you know, Shaq came out. There's a couple guys, I guess, from Winthrop that put their names to it, 4 or 5 anonymous. Ty Taylor, I think, put his name to witnessing and seeing and corroborating that Shaq got punched or hit or slapped or whatever. And then there are those that won't go on the record or have no commented or have not come out and said, I was there. It didn't happen that way at all.
And
so,
it didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody
is saying
that's what you're looking for, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, and that would be certainly a nice thing for Greg to have happen right now, for someone to step up and deny it publicly with their name attached to it. Got to be careful of the sources and whether or not there was an axe to grind. Now,
well,
when
look.
You hear it enough times, it, when you hear it enough times, the problem is there's a consistency in the message.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that C.J. Moore, Dana O'Neill, and Jeff Goodman went, I don't know if they went back and forth necessarily, but to blow the lid off of a story like this, you don't just, you know, throw it together and put it out there for clicks. We're talking about major allegations
here. You don't accuse, yeah.
And a guy might lose his job over this. So it's, like I said, this is a months-long fact-finding or source-finding mission, I should say. We need to, you know, slant this one way or the other because I don't know. And I also have no idea how long this investigation is going to last. And Rick Muma, the interim president.
Right, I don't either. I was wondering about that the other day.
The interim president doesn't have a timeline on this thing either. He says he doesn't know or is not going to comment on the length of this, how long it's going to take to get this sorted out. I wish I knew. I wish I knew. And, you know, it might be we're, what, a month away from basketball season. Might be a Twitter question. Will Greg Marshall be on the sidelines November 25th? No idea. No idea. So those are the latest things to come out of off-the-court drama between Silvio De Sousa, who has opted out, and Greg Marshall, the current coach at Wichita State that is having apparently some of his former players at a previous stop come out and say they're not surprised by the allegations of Shaq Morris. So it's unseemly. But
in the meantime, Bruce Weber has a very quiet birthday at K-State, which has remained just day to day and moving along nice and quietly without any
wasn't quiet.
Bumps in the road.
Superior Rents gave him his props. We said it on OTD. We said happy birthday to Bruce.
A little happy birthday, Coach.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got a couple different ways we can go here. It's Tua time in Miami. If Buffalo is favored by 13 against the Jets, how many are the Chiefs going to be laying here in a couple of weeks? Chiefs get ready for the Broncos.
No kidding.
We've got Cindy O'Twitter question. Brian Haney coming up 10. And maybe a little World Series talk at 10:25 if anybody watched it. It's funny, the biggest superstar in that game did the little things that hardly anybody does anymore, and that was Mookie Betts with two stolen bases in one inning. So got all that to get to, plus your calls if you want to chime in, 869-1240. It's a Wednesday Sports Daily. It's 923 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.